Military authority. So any instruction or order from a public, civil, military authority can be invoked to justify the crime of enforced disappearance. In response to that question, the State Party refers us back to paragraphs 28 to 32 and 53 to 57 of its initial report. And I won't quote those paragraphs at this stage, not wholesale. But when talking about your criminal provisions, I would highlight Article 225 of your Criminal Code, which provides that any judge, any civil servant, any agent or any official of the government or of any public agency who orders or causes to be committed any arbitrary act which is detrimental to the individual liberty or to the civil rights of one or several citizens will be punished by demotion. If said individual justifies or claims that they were acting on the orders of a hierarchical superior in a field of said superior's competence and to which they in a field in which they owed obedience to said hierarchical superior, they are absolved of responsibility and the penalty or sanction is applied only to the superiors who gave the order. So we would ask you how you reconcile the text of Article 225 of your Criminal Code, which provides essentially for exoneration, with the stipulations of Article 6 of the Convention, which states, and I quote, no order or instruction from any public authority, civilian, military or other, may be invoked to justify an offence of enforced disappearance. I think perhaps I should stop there to give time for my colleague. I'll come back if there's some more time in hand afterwards. Thank you very much, Chair, and thanks all.